How did Monday feel? You know, you've played in the Valley before and got kind of back into Valley play.
Yeah, I mean, I realized how well scouted the Great Valley Conference is. After being there for 2 years, I forgot how every team, they know exactly what you're going to do. So they're a really, really scouted team, and but it's going to be exciting year. It's going to be exciting year.
When you were considering transferring, becoming a grad transfer, was the Valley on your mind, or was it Coach Mullins that really got you to come over here to SIU?
Definitely Coach Mullins. I came here just because my coaches from Mizzou had told me about this school. Mm-hmm. And so I came on a visit, and Coach Mullins, the way he preached his philosophies and his game plan and what he wanted me to do for the team, I couldn't say no.
Yeah. Illinois State tomorrow afternoon, you being at Bradley, I'm sure you know about the rivalry between those teams. And then, you know, there's a rivalry here, maybe not as intense between Bradley and Illinois State, but still, I mean, does it bring any sort of fire with you knowing that you played at Bradley and now SIU and there's both those rivalries with Illinois State?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Especially when I was at Bradley, that was the game to be at. Usually that was the game that was most packed. And I know that this year, both times, people tell me that Illinois State, we got to get that one. Mm-hmm. That's if we're going to win any game, that's when we got to be. So we're prepared, though. We've been preparing all week, and I think we'll be ready to knock them out.
Redbirds, obviously a different team than when you last saw them when you were at Bradley. What can you take advantage of them on Saturday?
Well, they're a lot. They're a younger team. They got a young point guard. So with that, I know we can pressure him and make him force him a lot of turnovers. As well as they're top heavy, they're big. So with us, you can use our speed. If we're a little smaller than them, that'll be ours to our advantage. And as well as just execution. I feel like if we just run our plays right and listen to coach and stick to the game plan, we should be able to beat any team.
Coach Brendan, being at Illinois State last year, and you obviously having experience playing Illinois State, has there been anything that you and him specifically have been saying, watch out for this against Dan Muller's teams?
Just the way they play, they're aggressive, aggressive defensively, they're physical always. So we just got to be the aggressive first. We got to be able to punch them in the mouth first. So whatever it is, getting loose balls. Illinois State's always been pretty scrappy, so just being able to get on the 50-50 balls and just not backing down from anybody.
Halfway through the season, you've been great on defense. What would you like to see yourself improve on in this last half of a season, the last part of your college career?
Yeah, defensively, that's been my calling this year, and I'm going to continue to do that. Obviously, offensively, I want my shot to go down a little more, especially in three-point. But I'm just going to do whatever it takes for a team to win. So if that means I have to continue to lock down defense, eventually my shot will come. I work too hard for it not to. So when that comes, then I'll be ready to go.
Thanks a lot, Ronnie.
No problem. Thank you.